know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground. As long as we're standing, let's pass God's peace with one another this morning. God's peace to you.
Yeah.
And to all of you. I have glasses on today. I almost didn't know. Of course, you're not sitting in your place. Beautiful weather we've been having, huh? Do you like this? Was it nice for the wedding, too? Yeah. All right. Other concerns, Joyce? I'm a little bit concerned about getting what's coming up here straight as far as what's going on in July. Well, you know, there's that. I wrote those things down, but. No church service here on July 1st. Is that correct?
July 5th.
July 5th, yeah. And but then before that, on July 1st, we will meet as a church. That's a Wednesday, not a Sunday, but we're going to meet, not sure where, maybe here. Maybe downstairs, I don't know. The piano in the basement down there, it really isn't playable unless you just stick to two octaves, Diane, you know. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And there will not be communion that, or will there be communion on? Yeah. That's, we're still deciding that. Planning on communion on that Wednesday.
Yes, planning on communion. It'll be right now. We're planning on having it in the basement.
Okay.
That day.
Right.
And a little dinner beforehand, 5:30 and 6:30.
5:30, a pizza, you say, or something
that's
like that.
That's what we're thinking. Yeah, pizza,
yeah,
chicken.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
A yeah, fun we have time. There is a sign up sheet in the entryway.
Oh yeah, in
so
the entryway.
So please sign up if you're coming. We can kind of get the right amount of food here.
No, how many pizzas to order or whatever. Yeah. And of course, it's a big celebration on July 4th this year. Something about 250 years. Doesn't seem possible, huh? Oh, it'll be good. Jim, it'll be good. He doesn't know I was listening. other joys and concerns. A concern would be that motorcycle accident of your son's brother.
Friend.
They were in a group of, some 15 people, and the road conditions on 94 were, there were some glitches you had to really pay attention to, and he went down in the ditch. Brendan is his name. And hopefully there's no head injuries, but he's hospitalized and has some limbs and lung and ribs. And so prayers for Brendan. And What else do we have concerns for?
I'm encouraged because I had a dream last night and I walked into church and I sat in the pew. So that's my goal.
All right, cool. Did you tell Jim and Paul your dream?
Yeah, I did.
And they
were so kind to pick me up and take care of me. I said, it's like having a little kid.
So you're not too upset that you weren't able to fulfill your dream this morning, then?
Yes, oh. I couldn't this morning, but yeah. I will.
Okay. Yes, Dave's grandson, Mac Nix, is being baptized in, I forget the name of the Catholic church in Glencoe.
St. Pius.
St. Pius, today, this morning, right? And that's three for Joe and Gina, right? Yeah, I was going to bring a picture of in the Chronicles, a beautiful picture of Jack Groutman swinging the bat.
Yes.
I couldn't tell if he hit the ball or he struck out. But boy, he sure had a good stance. You could tell he really swung at that by the picture in the Chronicle. I'll cut it out, bring it up, and put it on the bulletin board. But wow. Second place in the state. That's pretty good for that. The Glencoe Panthers team. Any other joys or concerns? I know we got this big picnic coming up also in July. And that's going to be at Oscar Olson Park. July. When in the July is that? Do you know exactly? You know where Oscar Olson Park is? Well, in Glencoe. You know where Colburn's is? It's north of there, I would say a couple of blocks. And then it's probably see the dog park, which is east of where Oscar Olson Park is. And nice place. It's a building. It's got a roof. And if it gets too warm, they can open up the garage doors and be cool. And Plato, our church, is assigned to bring desserts for 75 to maybe 100 people. Who knows for sure, but something in that neighborhood. Any other joys and or concerns? Well, let's move ahead then. Laid my bulletin down somewhere. I don't know what I did with that now. Where? Boy, good thing somebody's paying attention this morning here. You knew what to look for, huh? Okay. So on our order of worship, is what we now call, thanks to Peg, proclamation of praise, read responsibly. Come, nations of the earth, to bow before God. Distant galaxies proclaim the Creator of all things. We are humbled by the wonders of creation. We are amazed by God's mighty works. This infinite God cares for each one of us. God hears our cries and responds to our needs. In our days of trouble, we call on our God. We are confident that God listens and understands. Let us also call on God with our prayers of thanks. Let us celebrate the wondrous things God provides. God cares for us, even when others reject us. We gather to glorify God's name, and we pray together to give voice to hopefully what's in our hearts, to say this: Holy God, come to us in our distress. We are weary of conflict and long for your healing waters of forgiveness and renewal. You have sent us a teacher to draw us into discipleship, and we have found fulfillment when we are faithful to Christ's call. We long to find peace as we serve, but more often we encounter a sword. Our disagreements are many, and our capacity to forgive is strained. Send your light that we might not falter in our caring and in the proclamation of your good news. Amen. Which translated into English means, so be it. Hymn number 509, God of our Fathers. Have the wrong number there? Oh yeah, just like it says here, 809. God of our Fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies. Our grateful songs before thy throne arise. Thy love divine hath led us in the past. In this free land by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide and stay. Thy word our law, thy paths our chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thou strong arm, our ever sure defense. Thy true religion in our hearts increase. Just goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fill all our lives with love and grace divine, and glory, Lord, and praise be ever thine. Sorry, Diane, I forgot about the trumpets. Wasn't it last year we had three trumpets standing up here playing that? No, it wasn't. I'd like to, and you know, I was doing some research on the hymn, that hymn this week, and one of the commentators said that he did not like the trumpets being on there because all people thought of was the trumpets playing and not listening to the words. But we can do both, right? Yeah. And he did a wonderful job of imitating those three trumpets. Just took three little fingers and you had it down. Yeah. But I'll confess to you, I had to look up the word. It says, deliver us from pestilence. And I said, what does that mean? I had to look up the word. You know what it means, pestilence? I saw two hands going up, but you didn't. You're adjusting your glasses. Anybody know? Well, huh? You think it's bugs. Well, it kind of is a bug, because sometimes we call, like, HIV and COVID bugs. But that's what referring to is the plagues and all those kinds of things that have troubled people all over the world and still are. We think of the Ebola going in Africa now and so forth. And so it's a prayer for all the world to be healthy and not to rely on the sword that brings destruction and death, but the sword of the Spirit. And when we take up arms, referred to in this hymn, it's the arms of God, which are like a loving father, which is actually our part of our service this morning. We want to recognize our fathers and grandfathers. Any great grandfathers here today? Any grandfathers here today? There's a few of us. Fathers too. You can be a father and a grandfather too. Great. Can be all three. Well, you're recognized. We won't make you stand up. I don't know if you get any prizes or anything when you go out the door, but there is a fellowship following today, right? No? I've still got some birthday cake left over. We ate some more on Wednesday in confirmation. And John, you sat out and had a piece with us, and we're both still alive, right? I think there's five or six pieces left in the refrigerator down there, and I don't know whether to eat them or not. But anyway, so thank you for serving as fathers. And of course, we also on this service today are, I'll admit it, I kind of skipped the regular readings that we would have on the lectionary. Because it's Father's Day, I thought I'd do something that brought the focus of God as Father, as Abba, my Father, translated from the Aramaic word Abba. So things are a little bit different, but yet all the prayers still count, especially this prayer of confession, which we say in unison, like this: God, we are poor and needy in matters of the Spirit. You have offered us newness of life, but we are fearful of its cost. Your gifts place us in debt so vast that we can never repay. We are not worthy of your love and cannot earn your forgiveness. How is it that when we accept your grace, we sense a freedom we have never before enjoyed? O God, we want to be dead in sin and alive to you. Help us. Amen. And know that such a thing is possible, to be dead in sin, at least in the eyes of God, who is powerful to forgive sin and full of love and grace. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say a few words before you start reading this morning, Jim, from the Gospel. I have to confess to you something I still struggle with. And it might seem minor, but when I was in seminary, I worked at a church, and one of my jobs was, other than music and youth, and was to do a little custodian work. And then one week, because the regular custodian was gone, it was my job to change the sign, the billboard, that was out on the highway. And at that particular Sunday, it was going to be the first time we did a piece I wrote years ago, sort of like a mini musical, if you will, called The Trials and Crucifixion of Jesus. So I advertised that, and I spelled crucifixion, C-R-U-C-I-F-I-C-T-I-O-N, crucifixion, like the crucifix was fiction, didn't really happen. And a couple hours later, the pastor of that church came by and he noticed the sign. He says, did you mean fiction, like in not really true? I didn't know what he was talking about. Then I looked at it and I said, oh my goodness. It's not F-I-C-T-I-O-N, it's F-I-X-I-O-N. And even though I've never made that mistake again, I have to look again, remind myself that it's not fiction, like it didn't really happen. It's like an X turned a bit like a cross. It really happened. So Jesus is out to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, and you'll notice as Jim's about to read here, he's going to say the version, right, that has Abba in it. Do you have that same one in yours? Jesus prays to Abba? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Jim, do you have that too? Okay. All right. And incidentally, I'll tell you, this word Abba, it's not in all the translations. That's why I bring this up. And it only occurs three times in the scriptures. Once in the Gospel of Mark, and two in the letters of Paul, one to the Romans and one to the Galatians. Abba, which is Aramaic, Jesus' spoken language, for my Father.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. And so they went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be distressed and agitated. And he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." He came back and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough. The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
I have an interlude of a song here. And this song, which you have the words for in your bulletin, is part of the song that, part of the musical I was telling you about, or passion play, probably is a better word, from the trials and crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the gospel. Abba, Father, must I bear this agony? Abba, my Father, no one will stay and pray with me. Abba, Abba, Father, must I go and let them hang me on the tree? And Abba, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me. Abba, if you are willing, let this cup pass from me. Abba, Father, can you forgive them, for they don't know what to do? Abba, my Father, can you forgive them, for they don't know how to live? Abba, Father, can you forgive them, for they don't know how to give? Yeah. Father, Abba, it's almost over, and I'm ready to come home. Yeah, I'm ready to come home. Yeah. Let's hear what Paul had to say about that. You know, Paul was a rabbi, a teacher, Roman citizen, a scholar, a very learned man, a very passionate man. And of course, as you know, he, about this new group of people who call themselves the Way, he saw it as the wrong way at first, and he led them on the Roman path, many of them, to their death. Had a conversion experience. completely changed his life, apparently. And now he writes letters to the churches.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Galatians, in which he says, "My point is this, heirs, as long as they are minors, are no better than slaves, though they are the owners of all the property. But they remain under guardians and trustees until the date set by the Father. So with us, while we were minors, we were enslaved to the elemental spirits of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as God's children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God."
A good Jew in those days had to go through schooling, kind of like confirmation, Sunday school, and all those things. Certain things you had to know about the law of Moses, about the Torah. There were steps. And what Paul is saying here is that no matter what you went through, how many steps you had, there's something more than the law. Not that the law was bad. But to live within the confines of the law, well, can be confining. And no matter what you might inherit, there's a heritage that's greater than the laws that we come up with. And of course, that includes this Spirit of God that breathes in and among us. In your bulletin, you see the song that I'm going to sing now. It's called "Abba, Father." And it repeats those words several times, but probably still never enough. But it was written about 40-some years ago by a friend of mine during the times I was in seminary. And we had a little band at that time, played in churches and things. Carol Meyer is her name. She married Bruce. And Carol died a few months ago of cancer. They lived in Oklahoma. And Bruce now has memory issues. But I'll always remember this song she wrote and how excited she was when she brought it to rehearsal one day. Simple song, just "Abba, Father." Repeated over and over, and then with these words on the verses, very simple: "We are your children, no more in bondage to worry or fear. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us life more abundantly." I'll sing him. Abba, Father, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. We are your children, no more in bondage to weary or fear. Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, my Father, Abba, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us life more abundantly. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Did you catch what Jim was reading when he talked about this calling God our Father, my Father? We're following Jesus when we do that. And it sounds maybe kind of spooky, scary, possible. How could we do that? But It's being done for us. The Spirit prays for us, Paul writes later, through the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the one who comforts us, the one who inspires us, leads us, guides us. It's almost like breathing. You don't even know what's happening, and maybe it's better that way. Because sometimes such things go to our head, like something we accomplished and we should be given an award for. But it's kind of like the, well, I think I've shared you this joke before, and it's completely untrue, but I made up this story about how one year I was nominated for the most humble pastor of the year in the Minnesota Conference United Church of Christ. What word got out that I was telling people this, and I got called in. Now remember, this is a made-up story. Didn't really happen. And they said, I'm sorry, we have to retract your name because someone who goes around bragging about how humble they are cannot receive this award. Okay, well, that made sense. But sometimes, you know, it's like that. We followers of Jesus, boy, we know what's in the Bible. And we might have an MDiv behind our name. Or we may just be a new convert having discovered the Bible and its call to confession of faith. Simple as that, and you follow. I'm not to judge. I'm not to judge or on the jury for any one or any one religion. Yet I care about others. And I know that Jesus leads us down the path of peace with justice. Because you can't bring about peace by blowing people and buildings up. And it's so sad what's happening today. Oh, but all the world could know that we're children and we're not in bondage. We don't have to draw boundaries around our love because love knows no borders. Love knows no worry or fear, as Carol's song says. And all that's left to do is to say, thank you, Jesus, for giving us life more abundantly. John 10:10. And I thought and prayed, what can I say today that might be helpful? And this image kept coming back to me of Monday night in the Library Square in Hutchinson. It was the beginning of, the Water Carnival there, big celebration there in Hutchinson. It was the first Monday night concert in the park. And Glennis and I were sitting there. Sometimes it rained a little bit. Did it do that here Monday night? It rained a little bit. Ooh, we better get out of here. And then it stopped. You sat down again, and it would start again. But through it all, my attention wandered from the music and from the musicians to four, well, I call them little girls, probably pre-kindergarten, 4 years old, five maybe, the time when girls like to wear dresses for the first time, you know, go around in dresses. And there was four of them. Now picture this, a stage, like maybe up here. And of course, just like in the park there, no one sat up close. You sat further away. So there's this big expanse of beautiful grass. And all of a sudden, here comes four little girls. They're all running together. So close, I couldn't tell if they were holding hands or simply running and knew where each one was going. And they'd run from one end of that expanse to the other, of course, giggling and laughing and talking to each other the whole time, probably oblivious to anyone watching. But I was watching, and Glennis was watching, and we just both sort of were experiencing their joy. And I said, you know, this reminds me of birds in the sky. You ever watch them sometimes in a flock, especially the smaller birds sometimes? They're all together, and all of a sudden they'll make a turn like this and go another way, and then all of a sudden it's this way. And how do they know to do that? Because it doesn't appear to be like sometimes geese at the front of the line, but like they're a cloud, you might say, of birds. And they're all working together to get, or maybe they're just playing around up there, I don't know. But these girls were having fun. Sometimes then they'd stop and they'd talk to each other, and it was almost like they were deciding maybe who would be the leader, I don't know. But I thought, this is kind of like, well, the people in the world today, we're all children. And even though we are not bonded by worry or fear, as Carol says in her song, somehow we're all on a journey together on this planet. And we've got laws. We've got people that work to make laws. People all over the world that make laws. Sometimes it's by themselves, with no governance, no Congress, no Senate, no House of Representatives, no Republicans, no Democrats, no Supreme Court. Many different ways of governing, of getting people to do what I'm sure what probably everyone thinks is the safe thing to do. And who am I to judge or sit on the jury? But there's this Spirit of God through Jesus who prayed that they may all be one. Amen. And because Jesus prayed, My Father, very intimate thing to say. We can also pray to God as our Father. Join me in this confession of sin, which is found in the bulletin, in your hymnal. UCC Statement of Faith, the 1959 version, this being the second. Is it the third? Yeah, this is the third, isn't it? The third Sunday? Yeah, we want to do that 1981 run. Right, okay. As if we were praying right to God to say, we believe in you, O God, eternal Spirit, God of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and our God, and to your deeds we testify. You call the worlds into being, create persons in your own image, and set before each one the ways of life and death. You seek in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. You judge people and nations by your righteous will declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, you have come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to yourself. You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit, creating, renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. You call us into your Church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be your servants in the service of others, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. You promise to all who trust you forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, your presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in your realm, which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. 596, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to him. I surrender I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. May thy Holy Spirit fill me. May I know power divine. I surrender all. I surrender all. Jesus, I surrender all, we pray. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I surrender all. I surrender all. Oh God, we say we surrender, but the minute we start thinking about how we surrender, then we're really not surrendered. So it's almost seems like vanity sometimes to pray and ask for what we need or we want. And sometimes we forget to say, you've said it all. And sometimes when we are not mindful of your presence, you're still there. Thank you for being with us. Why do these bad things happen, like accidents and Brendan and his unfortunate dip into the ditch? We pray he recovers from that motorcycle accident. And others who recovering from treatment or surgery or ones feeling alone in this world, may they know that you're thinking of them and you're accessible to anyone, especially sometimes to the poor in spirit and the poor in riches. We give you thanks for ceremonies and for the church, like baptism. I mean, think of Mac Nix being baptized today. What a wonderful thing to do. Young couples getting married. Beautiful, the ceremonies. Memorable. May we remember that you're always with us to comfort us and to guide us. So hear us as we pray this prayer that Jesus taught us to say, as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's stand and sing Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Praying together we say, for all the great and wondrous things you have done for us, O God, we are grateful. You give us strength to go on when we are troubled and discouraged. You grant newness of life as we share in Christ's resurrection. We want to pass on the good news through this offering and by the way we live each day. Lead us and guide us in your steadfast love, that we might channel your gift to all we meet. Amen. We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen. The prayer continue as we sing this prayer song, Dear Lord and Father of Humankind, by William Woodford and Bradbury. No, that's the wrong one. John Whittier and Frederick Maker. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclose us in your rightful mind, in pure lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise. In simple trust for those who heard beside the Syrian sea, the gracious calling of the Lord, let us like them without one word rise up and follow thee. Deep thy still dews of quietness till all our striving cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire, speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire. Oh, still, small voice of calm. And more, the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord's cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and give you peace. Amen.